as you know very well, the most important political parties in Egypt are not, you know, the maximum they can get as supporters is 1 to 2 million, 3 million, that's it. But when it comes to football, you can have most of the country are attached to 2 or 3 football teams, and they defend them in a very violent way. And they always believe in them, and they do everything to support them. And the two teams that we have in Egypt, the national team, Al Ahli, and then the Malik team, and then you have others. And so anybody who touches those teams is going to, you know, run into a grassroots movement that has a very strong basis across the country. And so when this massacre happened, the theory that is you know, roaming in the area is that this could be the SCAF or anybody who has a political interest, because who is benefiting from this kind of violence? Especially that the ultras of the two teams played a very important role in the Egyptian Revolution. When the Egyptian Revolution erupted, they wanted to fight the right police, and who is best to fight the right police but those ultras, you know, those fanatic football fans who go to the stadium all the time and fight the right police if they try to suppress feelings and the way that they shout and celebrate the victory of their teams. And so today also is, you know, yesterday was the anniversary of what was called the Battle of the Camel, in which the ultras fought the central security and the thugs that were brought in parallel with the security to beat the revolution, but they failed. And so when this happened yesterday, there was this conspiracy that the police is taking revenge against the ultras. 74 people so far and about 1,000 injured is a lot. It's like a battle. It's like a war. Why this happened and why the security was lax? Was it deliberate laxing? And, of course, so many questions that only, you know, prove the suspicion that they think that it is the SCAF, it is the Ministry of Interior. And so most of the attacks today in the demonstrations and on social networks, you know, put the blame on the police and the army.
So, Professor, do the people believe in an impartial and a comprehensive independent investigation into this?
We don't have any independent investigative team. And this is a problem. For 1 year, even in some of the trial of Mubarak, the prosecutor accused the intelligence and the Minister of Interior, they did not cooperate and provide the evidence. And questions that the prosecutor addressed to them. And so you will see a cover-up. Most of the regimes in the Middle East, like in Egypt, are you know, police intelligence state, and they are well versed in covering up evidence, in covering their tracks, and, you know, all these kind of things. And that's why there is a lot of suspicion about what is happening. The trial of Mubarak, some consider it a mockery, just a charade, a play just to appease the public, because over a year now, nothing has been done. While the protesters and the revolutionaries are transferred to military tribunal, and very harsh and quick rulings are issued against them. We have also seen that in the state-run media, all the activists who participated in the revolution are being tarnished and discredited, while the counter-revolution and those who were under Mubarak are being polished, their images, and even some of them want to become a new president of Egypt. Of course, all these things, especially the lack of transitional justice in the country, is tensing the people. People are becoming irritable, violent. They just feel that nothing is happening, and that despite the revolution, the forces of conservation and anti-revolution are gaining the upper hand, and they want to suppress the people and make them again slaves. You know, the Arab Spring aimed at transforming the people from subjects and slaves into citizens, with rights, and the government should be afraid of them rather than the opposite. The culture of fear has ended in Egypt, but still you see the counter-revolution has many tricks up their sleeves, and they all the time bring them up to, rock the boat.
Is that the reason why people are expressing suspicion of the military council, even going to the extent of accusing them of having a hand in this violence on Wednesday?
Of course, if you remember, the former president Jimmy Carter was visiting Egypt recently, and he said a very important statement. He said that, he was sure that the SCAF, the military, will leave the rule, but not completely. And underline what does it mean, not completely. Because why they cannot leave? Of course, they were part of the Mubarak regime, and some of them had been involved in a lot of things, a lot of dark secrets they want to keep, and they do not want to be digged by anybody. And in fact, there are a lot of rumors that they have an agreement or a deal or understanding with the Muslim Brotherhood who control the parliament that either in the new constitution or any new law, they will not push for any trial or any prosecution of the members of the Supreme Military Council. And this is, of course, against the idea about rule of the law, and that no deep state will be here in Egypt. And all these things, are pushing the Egyptian liberals and democratic forces to stand and shout and make demonstration, not only against SCAF, but sometimes against the Muslim Brotherhood who controlled the parliament.